We've just been watching some Dance Moms in
Dance
the break.
Dance Moms.
Do you want to play a little bit on air?
Yeah, go on.
So this is a bit of a fight that went down on the American version of Dance Moms. Take a listen.
Okay, enough of the dramatics. Because there's plenty of things that I could have pointed out about Kehlani.
Really? About my kid? Oh, don't even start.
I said really? There are plenty of things that I can point out, but why?
About my kid?
About your kid.
You know what? Kehlani would put your kid in a grave.
She's 13.
She's going to put your kid in a grave 10 years ago.
In a grave?
She's 10 times the dancer your kid would ever be.
Ooh, intense. And they're looking to start an Australian version, maybe much nicer with Nikki Webster involved, but she joins us right now. Morning, Nikki.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, mate.
I'm shook to my core. I don't know what to believe because I'm not a fan of this show because I don't like what it does to the children.
Sure. I guess that the most important thing is it's giving a platform for Australian dancers to be showcased. And we do, you know, I've been working with young talent for over 12 years in this country, and we have incredible dancers and incredible talent that should have a platform to be able to dance and fulfill their dreams.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I think it's a wonderful way to boost the profile of people who perhaps are being overlooked. But at the same time, do you reckon this version that we're going to do in Australia is going to be way less bitchy?
Well, I think it needs a bit of everything. It needs a bit of the Australian way, I guess, you know, and that's what's going to make us unique is Aussies are different to Americans. We're not trying to be the American show. We're going to be our own. And, you know, I think we have great talent. We have great kids. We have different dynamics in groups, and that's what we're kind of looking for through the casting process. So we're looking at the different dynamics and how that group would work. Obviously, it's a drama and there's TV and things like that, so we all have to remember that. But the main goal of this is to push these students or these kids or this team to be the best they possibly can and, you know, really get them to strive and reach, you know, incredible goals. And, you know, I was a young child star, so I'll be coming from a mentorship kind of role as well and helping these guys through the ups and downs and everything to do with what they want to, you know, where they want their careers to go.
So what's your involvement in the show, Nikki? Because we've seen your video on your Instagram page, Dancer Nikki Webster. Where are we at with Dance Mums in Australia?
So we're starting the casting process. The casting process is open. We've just been inundated with kids from 8 to 16. It's incredible. The hype has been amazing. And we're just getting in all the applications at the moment. It's Australia wide. And we're really looking for the best dancers, the most talented, the ones that are unique, you know, even if you're not the best dancer, but you've got something unique about yourself. That's what we're looking for. We really want to, you know, be able to showcase all different types of people and abilities and things like that and on this show and make dance in Australia huge. It is a huge culture in what we do. It's a way of fitness. It's a way of getting involved in a I guess competitive sport. That's what dance is, and that's what this is. It's giving these kids another chance to strive for something that they work so hard for every day in the dance studio.
Are you hosting?
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, that's the plan. Yeah. So we're really excited about it. We got when I was approached, you know, about doing the show in this country. It was, you know, something that I would love to be involved in the right capacity, in the right way. And so I'll be there every step of the way. And as I said, I'll be, you know, helping the kids as well and getting them to reach their goals. I mean,
what network
is this
with?
These shows. The kids that are going to be in these shows are elite at what they do. So they are competitive. It's like a sport. So they are doing this every day. You know, they're training, and that's kind of what we're looking for, that really unique kind of dancer.
What network, Nikki?
Oh, at the moment we're in lots of different talks. So, yeah, at the moment we're focusing on the casting process and getting the most, I guess, dynamic and, I guess, cohesive group that we can. So
are we thinking pay TV vibes or?
Sounds Foxtel to me.
One step at a time. So, yeah, okay. You'll have to wait and see. We're only launching this part at the moment and then there's lots more to come.
Well, I've seen a lot of interest online and dare I say, Nikki, I feel like the reason a lot of people do watch the American version is for the crazy mums. I will say that. Do you see your fair share, just between the three of us? You would see them a fair bit. Do you see your fair share of the mums that you just have to go, hey, pull it back, darl?
Oh, they're definitely out there when you go to Dancers Thedford, that's for sure. You know, they come from all walks of life. And, you know, when you're investing thousands of dollars into this sport, you do see it. But then you also see the other side of it, you know, where there's real kids that are driving the passion that they have. You know, and the parents are like, oh, I don't know what we're doing here, but the kids are like, oh, I want to do this, I want to get better, I want to be this, I want to be that. And so the kids are driving it too, and I think that's the great beauty of what we do in this country, is that we are different too. We're not trying to be America, we are going to be Australia.
Oh, no, Nikki, I want to find our own very own Honey Boo Boo. That's what we want. That's what we want out of this. That'd be great.
You love this show way too much. Way too much about Dance Moms.
I'm a little too invested.
All that reality TV star.
All right. Well, look, Nikki, all the best with it. We're going to follow this thing, and hopefully we can get this thing off the ground in 2020.
Absolutely, and let's get a Central Coast star up there. I really, you know, we've got amazing dancers on the coast. I see it every week when we're at different shows in Stedford. So I'd love to see some great applications from Central Coast dancers.
All right.
They're some of the best.
Dancer Nikki Webster, if you want to go to the Instagram page to find out more as to how to get involved with this. Nikki, thanks for your time and Merry Christmas.
Nikki.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate. Are you
up? Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.